This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Not to brag, but working 2 days in a row. I'll be here tonight and tomorrow night. You can email the show and should email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Ask me anything. They don't have to be political. Whatever you want. History, food, men, women, employment. I don't care. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Mitch McConnell, it sounds like, is on the way out. Breaking. This is from Conservative Brief. I just said, what, Chris? What if I started talking with a lisp? What if, can you develop a lisp later on in life? I wonder. Yeah, they tried for Joe. No, Joe, they tried with the stutter. Remember, he's talked fine his whole life, and then all of a sudden he starts running for president, and he's so addled with dementia that, he's always overcome a stutter. All right, anyway, quit. From Conservative Brief, breaking. Republican senators actively preparing for Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to retire after he was hospitalized. Apparently, he has a severe concussion, and they're saying potentially serious brain damage. Now, let's set the Mitch McConnell stuff aside for a moment. It's really not about Mitch McConnell. Rumor has it, as we speak, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, people are angling for his job. Because remember, Mitch McConnell is not a Democrat. He's a Republican. So you have to have at least partially a functioning brain to serve as a Republican senator. If you're a Democrat, you can go up there all day long and just... if you're a Republican, you at least have to think. Now, normally you have to be a low-T weenie as well, but you have to be able to think and speak and things like that. That's just kind of the thing Republican voters demand. Not so much on the Democrat side. But, okay, Mitch McConnell apparently has a busted-up brain. I hope that's not the case. As much as I dislike Mitch McConnell, that's freaking horrible, but we'll set that aside. Rumor has it, as we speak, people are angling for the job. The new job of being the top dog in the Republican Senate. Maybe you're sitting there right now saying, yes, Jesse, I'm so excited. But maybe you shouldn't be. Guess who's angling for the top job? John Cornyn and John Thune. Two of the biggest schmucks in Washington, D.C. Two of the biggest low-T GOP losers who constantly line up behind every bit of bipartisan legislation and just screw our side over and over and over and over again. Maybe right now you're screaming at the radio and punching something saying, Jesse, please tell me that's not true. Jesse, why? How? So we haven't done this for a while. Let's do this again. Why do people get into leadership positions in Washington, D.C.? Speaker of the House or one of the head of one of the important committees or Senate majority leader or minority leader, one of the important committees. How do they do it? Is it ideological? Hey, who's to the far right? Hey, who's to the middle? No. Here's how you get elected there. Favors. What kind of favors? Not the dome favors. Money favors. Politics, running for office, so much of it is about money. You need money to spread your message. Remember that important Supreme Court race we just lost in Wisconsin? And everyone lined up to say, he's too pro-life. They made him look like a nut job. Well, you see, they had $14 million to spend on various things saying Daniel Kelly's the Antichrist. Daniel Kelly had $2 million to put up ads saying, actually, I'm not the Antichrist. When you have 14 million versus 2 million, you can make anybody seem like anything you want. I could drag Mother Teresa out there if she was still alive and make Mother Teresa look like a horrific hag if I had $14 million to do so. And if she only had $2 million to spend, well, Mother Teresa's going to lose. I've experienced this myself. You remember when I lost my congressional race against Gabrielle Giffords? I was the Republican nominee. You don't have to bring up that it's two times, Chris. I know that it's two times. Anyway, the first time was against Gabrielle Giffords when I beat the pants off the establishment guy. And then I was the nominee. Only I'd spent all my money thinking that maybe someone would raise me some with the establishment when I won. Turns out they didn't really like me very much at all. Anyway, well, she had 3 weeks where she had millions of dollars spending it on television, telling every old person in Arizona, and there's a lot of them, telling all of them that I'm going to take away their Social Security. I'm going to take away their Medicare. Now, that may sound crazy, but if you're some old person and you don't pay that much attention and that really all you know is what you see on TV and you don't see any Jesse ads coming up afterwards saying, that's not true, then you believe it. I had old Republicans coming up to me in diners telling me they voted for Gabrielle Giffords because I was going to take away their Social Security. Back to money. Money does matter in politics. You must raise it. In the rare occasion when I bring politicians on who are running for office, I do so so you can hear their message and send them money. And I'm not sorry about that. They need it. They need your money. It's the way they do it. Anyway, so to get a leadership position, why was Nancy Pelosi in a leadership position for so long? Because it doesn't make sense, does it? Why would you put Grandma Vodka as the face of your party? She's a Disney movie villain. Nobody, not a single person in the United States of America, left, right, middle, young, old, and man, woman, doesn't matter. No one sees Nancy Pelosi talk and says, man, she seems wonderful. I think we should hang out. I would love to have a beer with Nancy Pelosi. We could do a vodka chugging contest. No one says that. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm a rich San Francisco liberal who's half drunk all the time, and I really hate you peasants. So how could someone so unlikable become the face of the Democratic Party? Nancy Pelosi raised boatloads of money for other Democrats. Therefore, when it comes time to vote for the next Speaker of the House, when you control the House as a Democrat, when the Democrat Party controls the House, Nancy Pelosi, hey, Congressman Communist, I'm going to need your vote for me for Speaker. Why? Oh, I'm the one who raised you $20,000 in your last House race. Remember that? You do remember that, right? Yeah, thanks for your vote. I appreciate it. Now, fast forward to where we are now. You hear that Mitch McConnell might be gone, and I hope you're not cheering the brain damage, but you're cheering the fact that he's about to be gone. We don't want him leading the party anymore in the Senate. Completely useless. Has sold us down the river a million times. And you're thinking, nice, let's get one of the good ones. And there aren't many good ones. There's, what, four or five of them that are even decent in the Senate? Nice, hopefully we'll get one of the good ones. And then I come on the radio, and I just totally just pee all over your Cheerios. I tell you it's going to be John Cornyn or what, Chris? It's fine. I tell you it's going to be John Cornyn or John Thune, and you're freaking out just like I am. That sucks. How can this be? We can't. Well, John Cornyn and John Thune, because they're uniparty establishment losers, are able to raise gigantic sums of Washington, D.C. money. And they raise that gigantic sum of Washington, D.C. money so then they can take that money and turn around and hand it out to other Republicans running in critical Senate races so that when this moment comes, when Mitch McConnell's finally done, whether by his choice or not, John Cornyn, John Thune, and there'll be other losers who throw their hat in the ring. They raise that money and hand out that money so they can do that same knock on the door that Nancy Pelosi does. Hey, Senator Dork, it's me, John Cornyn, the biggest dork of them all. I want to be the next leader of the GOP Senate. And maybe Senator Dork says, John, I've already been talking to my friend. I'm good buddies with Marco Rubio. I was thinking about supporting Rubio. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice, Senator Dork. But remember, Me, John Cornyn, the biggest dork of them all. I'm the one who raised you $50,000 for your last Senate run. My PAC wrote a $50,000 check to your PAC, so I'm going to go ahead and need that vote. Why are we going to get stuck with another establishment uniparty loser? That's why. Money is why. But not all bad, actually. This is not all bad. You're down right now. Pick your chin up. You want some good news about that? I'll give you some good news about that in a moment. But first, I need to spread this good news. The good news is that this recession's going to be bad, really bad, but you can still save money right now. You can prep. You can bank some money right now. Jesse, I don't have any money to bank. Who's your cell phone with? Because if you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, well, average family saves a grand. My bill got cut in half. What if you spent 10 minutes on the phone right now, you switch to Pure Talk, you switch from your dirtball commie company to a patriotic company, and then you took all the money savings you got from switching to Pure Talk and you banked it? Sound like a good idea? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Oh, and by the way, you'll talk to an American who speaks English. How wonderful is that in this day and age? #250, say Jesse Kelly.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and oh boy, I've got some good news for you about this. And then we'll get back to some emails and do some other stuff. Some good news. Okay, so you're mad about Mitch McConnell leaving, and then we're going to get some turd like Cornyn or Thune. It could be one of the other guys too, Tillis or one of these types, but that's the rumor. That's what's happening. But anyway, that sucks, right? But hear me out here. It does suck. But there's something you and I both know that the normie norms don't fully realize yet. And it's going to take some pain and disappointment to wake them up. What do you know that they don't? What do we know? We know that our future as a nation, our whatever freedom movement we can do, whatever anti-communist movement we can do, we know that it will begin locally in our own communities and then spread from there. It'll start where you live and then spread out. We will take back our cities, our school boards, our counties, and we will spread out from there. And Lord willing, it will eventually encompass DC, but it will begin locally in a million different cities where you're listening to my voice right now. You know that already. I know. We talk about that all the time. Normie Norm doesn't know that yet. Normie Norm, he still thinks Ron DeSantis is going to get elected president and fix everything, or Trump's going to get elected president. He's going to fix everything. He's going to right all the wrongs. Normie Norm still thinks like that. Doesn't make him a bad person. It makes him behind. He's behind you. He's behind me. They believe the same thing when it comes to Congress and the Senate. Oh, just take back the House and take back the Senate, and then we'll start passing good legislation. Normie Norm believes that. But he's dead wrong. We need Normie Norm to wake up tomorrow morning and have John Cornyn taking over for Mitch McConnell in the Senate, because we need him to have that moment where he finally wakes up and realizes salvation's not coming from DC. National salvation, I'm talking about. It's not. It's just not. It doesn't matter what happens. It will come locally from a million different places and spread, or it won't come at all. That's going to take some disappointments and some pain. That's just the way it goes, man. That's the way it goes. Pain almost always has to come before real improvement can come. Have you had down moments in your life? Oh, I sure have, as you well know. Plenty of them. All my fault, by the way. But down moments in your life where it hurts and it sucks, and you don't move past those to a good place until you go through that. Normie Norm still has to go through that. Normie Norm still has to realize that legal and local and activism, that these are our paths to freedom, not the presidency, not the Senate, not the House. Our paths to freedom are legal and local. Normie Norm needs a good slap in the face from the United States Senate before he finally wakes up and realizes that. And he's getting it. He's getting it. And yeah, look, another note, switching gears here. Look, hey, remember.
But my focus is just stay focused.
We're switching gears, Chris. I can switch to something else. Back to this guy here, this Jack Teixeira, or however you say his name. I don't know how you say his name. The dude who got busted, the gamer nude who got busted, who leaked all the secrets out. Look, Jack, I don't know if you or your lawyer are listening or your parents are listening. And I don't want to give you any legal advice because, you know, I went to community college. But I'll tell you this. If I got arrested, if I did what you did and I got arrested, man, I'd come out as gay as you couldn't possibly believe in about 10 minutes. Well, I'd pretend. You'd have to pretend, Jack. Buddy, you embarrassed the regime. That's the one unforgivable sin. You got to go gay, man, and you got to go gay now. Or even better, that's a good point, Chris. Even better, trans. Look, gay might get you some years off your sentence. Trans, they'll give you a Medal of Freedom. All right, so you live in the U.S. of gay now, Jack. We all remember Bo Bergdahl? The absolute putrid piece of trash who walked out on his unit in Afghanistan and sought out the Taliban so he could join them? You know where Bo Bergdahl is today? You know where he is today? Eating pizza and ice cream, watching the game tonight, free as a bird. You know why? He proved himself to be a friend of the regime. Jack, buddy, right now you look like a straight male. A straight male who embarrassed the regime. Brother, it's time to start picking out pink drapes, all right? It's time to gay it up as much as you've ever gayed it up in your lifetime. And look, you're already in the army. You're halfway there. Quit, Chris. We can make jokes. Seriously, buddy, you better come out. You better come out now. Not giving you any legal advice. That was a really stupid thing to do. Just telling you, that'll be the Jesse plan, Chris. If I ever get busted, I'm going to go from dressing like kind of a white trash turd like I do. I'll look like Liberace out there. I'll have nothing but feather boas and everything. Yes, Your Honor. It'll be the gayest court appearance you've ever seen in your life. No. I wanted to join the Navy. I switched to the Marines. It'll be horrible. Quit. Focus. We got emails and stuff to get to. That's enough.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Now, I want you to focus on something else. I want you to focus on your dog. I got a really, really mean email. Well, that wasn't an email. We don't email each other. I got a mean text message from the wife when I was in Austin, because I was in Austin for Timcast yesterday. And you know what it said? It was one of those online like meme things. And it said, no one is closer than a dad and that dog he didn't want. Trying to rub it in my face that the dog sucks up to me. And then I give him attention, even though you don't have any choice when he comes running up to you and puts his big fluffy head on you right when you get home. I do love the idiot, though. I do. My boys love him. Wife loves him. And I want him around a very long time. I give my dog rough greens twice a day because I want him around a long time. I give my dog rough greens because I have more than one veterinarian emailing me and saying they not only give it to all their animals and they add years to their lives, they recommend all of their clients do the same. Rough greens gets poured right on your dog's food, right on your dog's food. It's a supplement. All the nutrition your dog needs is right there. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. They're giving out free jumpstart trial bags. They just want you to try it and watch the difference. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse today. Have that dog live like I want Fred to live. All right. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where you can ask me anything. Does not have to be political, anything you want. It could be stupid, whatever. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Get your emails in now. Let's get to some of those. Jesse, there are countless things I can't forgive this government for, but the look on my father's face when I told him that going to protest in any blue area, not that he ever has any plans to, would be pointless and only result in good people going to jail, would have been heartbreaking if I actually possessed the heart. My father is not a fool, and he knew that before I said it, but seeing my old school type A alpha male father who used 16 penny nails as toothpicks and could fix anything in your house or your car, shrug his shoulders and say, "You're right," when I talked about a late stage republic, infuriated me. My father is my hero and the person I look up to the most in this world. I can't forgive the people who are responsible for the man I've called sir in every sentence since I was 13 for the very brief look of defeat on his hardened face of 70 years. Listen. I've told you this story briefly before. I'll tell it to you again. A bunch of friends in the Marines, and one of my buddies was a scout sniper, which for those who aren't in the Marines or aren't in the military, that's an elevated super stud position. Marine snipers are studs, world class. And you have to be elite to even get in there. I was never good enough to get in there. He was always one of those studs, though, made for that kind of thing. And we got back from Iraq, and he and I were having some beers and chilling. And we got to discussing the Iraq war itself. And we were having a hard conversation. Look, we all, by that point in time, had accepted it wasn't necessarily what we were sold. It's not like we were ashamed of what we did. Very proud of each other. Very, very proud to fight for our nations, but our nation. But we understood. We understood the deal, right? I'm being as gentle as possible because there are so many Iraq vets listening to the sound of my voice. But we get it. We get the game by now. We understand. And this dude is one of the hardest dudes I've ever known in my life. I remember him pouring his soul out to me that night and crying. I've never seen this guy cry. Gosh, I don't think I've ever seen this guy show pain. I remember him pouring his soul out to me that night and crying. And it was an anguish, a feeling of betrayal, serious betrayal, and this realization that what you thought was, or what actually was, wasn't anymore. And that was so hard. That was so hard for him. And look, that's a story about him, but I've gone through similar things. I still go through them often, where I'll see something, even as often as we joke about all this disastrous stuff, because what else are we going to do but laugh through it, right? And I'll go through these times, man, where I've told you before, it hurts me. I get real low. I love this place, man. I'm in this for activism. I love it. I love this country. Looking at what's happened to it hurts. And especially if you're one of the older people who listen to the show, of which there are many, whether you're a veteran or no one or just love this place or whatever the case may be, watching the country you have adored your whole life turn into a late stage republic before your eyes, it is not easy. It is not. Now, I'm telling you, we're building something new, and I can tell you all day long about the nation separating and that being a good thing, but we will separate from these monsters and we will build better and we will, all that stuff is true. And maybe it makes you feel a little better, but it certainly doesn't ease all the pain of knowing that what you've known your whole life, what you've lived in your whole life is gone now. And I understand sometimes when we get awfully forceful and direct on this show, I know I'm rude and direct. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but when we get rude and direct about where we are, I am aware that that can be very difficult to hear. I am aware of that. I still think it's necessary, as hard as it is to hear. I think it's necessary to say, but I am very, very aware of what a gut punch that is when you're a 70-year-old blue collar dude who's been waving the flag and teaching your kid values your whole life and proud of the red, white, and blue. And one day you wake up and your president is corrupt, But that you can probably accept because presidents have been corrupt before. But, I mean, your friggin' FBI's corrupt. Your military's corrupt. You don't even have a CDC anymore. You don't have professional sports. You can't sit down and watch the freaking, you can't sit down and watch an NFL game on Sunday without getting bludgeoned in the face with some new communist propaganda. You can't watch NASCAR without it. And that's hard, man. That is hard. And I think about that conversation I had with my buddy many, many times. It's gone through my head many times. I'll never forget the look of pain on his face. And I didn't have anything to tell him. Because what are you going to say? It is what it is. I don't know. I'm sure there are better things to say. But what else are you going to say? All right? So if you're one of the people out there going through that right now, once again, I don't have comforting words for you, except we are building something separate and something good and something to preserve and something to be proud of. And I hope that makes you feel better. But if it doesn't make you feel better, if you still feel like crap, all I can tell you is I understand what you're going through because I go through it too. I wrestle with it. The wife will catch me every now and then now, or the boys will, and I won't mean to because I don't like to bring that stuff home or anything like that, but the wife will catch me. She caught me the other day. I was out back and dog was running around and I was having a moment where I was thinking about all this stuff. And I guess I just had it all over my face where I was just kind of looking low, just really, really low. And it was so bad. She came outside, Are you okay? And I kind of snapped myself out of it and lied through my teeth. No, I'm good. I was just thinking about something else. I know I probably look bad, but I was just thinking, of course I lied like Kelly's do. That's what we do. We don't talk about our problems. We just lie. No, I'm fine. I'm not going with a doctor. I don't need that hand anyway. You know, that kind of a thing. So I just lied, but I go through it too. It's what it is, right? It is what it is. Dr. Kelly, why is it that these guys pretending to be women only want to do the Barbie world and not the real life woman things like having a job and taking care of your kids? Where's the videos of him wiping his pretend kids runny snot off their face? Why do these guys think that being a girl is carrying around a box of tampons for his pretend period and taking a bubble bath with a Bud Light? It's about 11:30 at night, and I just got to bed after work for our business, taking care of my family, our farm work, and didn't do anything that Dylan pretends to do in a day. One thing we did do was enjoy a Yuengling Flight light beer that turned out to be better than Bud Light. Even if it is a little more expensive, we are putting our money where our morals are. Gosh, I love that, man. Yeah, Yuengling is legit. And, yeah, look, it's not even about becoming a woman. It's about attention and mental illness. And yet, like she said, some absurd caricature of a woman. Look, it's degrading. This is what it is, but these are evil people, man. They're evil people caught up in an evil system. Frankly, an evil society, and we're just going to have to push on through it. All right, enough. Let's get to someone wants to talk about an allegory, and I'm going to look up what that means, and then we'll discuss an allegory here in just a moment. Before we do that, let's make sure we are prepped and ready, right? Prepped and ready for the future. Ammo, you know that. Water, do you have a way to access clean water? You know that. What do you have for food? Are you ready? Do you have your emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply? And if you don't have that, fine. But do you have 3 months worth of food, non-perishable food, ready to go that you don't touch? Man, you need to have that. I like the My Patriot Supply option because I struggled forever on what to get. And this doesn't last long enough. Oh, I don't know about this. My Patriot Supply makes it easy. They have 3-month food kits ready to go. They're sitting there. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, a variety. 2,000 good calories a day. They've got them $200 off right now. Do it. If you don't have one, go there. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Free shipping, and they ship it anonymous. And keep it anonymous. Everyone in your home needs one. If there are two of you, get two of them, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Chris, play the licking thing again. Please, play the licking thing.
There's nothing our nations can't achieve if we do it together. I really mean it. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it.
That's so great. We've been going over it. Me, Chris, and Michael been going over it. We don't know what he was trying to say. Normally with Joe, you kind of have to mix and match. You put all the words out there, and you kind of lay out what he slurred and what he kind of mumbled through, and the locks and he'd laugh, and you kind of, you can patch together something. What? Why are we licking the world? You would say maybe not beat the world. That wouldn't, no. Would you conquer the, no, the Irish definitely aren't conquering the world, and that's where he was, Ireland, and those are my people. Lick the world? I don't know. Again, maybe someone sent him a copy of Kamala's speech. I don't know. Report, U.S. sees 32,000 fewer abortions 6 months after the Dobbs decision. And this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about two different nations. We are two different nations already, and people are voting with their feet. And doesn't it feel good to know that if you want, you can live in a state right now where this stuff isn't happening all the time? Or if you want, if you so desire, you can live in a state where it's on demand.
What do you say to the women in these states, in Idaho and Florida and other states where additional restrictions past Dobbs are, governors are attempting to put them in place?
You can accuse me of many things, but not being inconsistent. Almost a year ago, I put up 20 billboards in 7 states. Very specifically answering your question.
But now all these women who probably are encouraged by those billboards, they may not be able to afford to travel to California.
I know.
So what can you do? What do you tell them in terms of how you can fight for their rights and against this?
We've been putting up resources. We've been fundraising in that space. We're continuing to remind people that we have your back.
We're two different nations. And think about this. Think of maybe you're sitting there right now and you're saying, Jesse, I'm not even that pro-life or as pro-life as you are. Again, that's fine. You think about it however you want, but I do want you to know this and know this for a fact. Going forward, the blue states in this nation, they will be killing babies post-birth. You can tell me I'm crazy. Jesse, no, they won't. That's wrong. The stated position of the Democratic Party in this nation, the national party, the stated position is abortion all 9 months. Right up to the moment that bad boy's popping out. Fully formed baby, ready to rock and roll, ready to come out and start feeding on mom. The stated position of the Democrats in this country is kill that thing at any level. You can tell me I'm not, but I'm right. When you are in a blue state, if you remain in a blue state going forward, you will live in a state that they will attempt abortions as that child's ready to be born. And if they fail, and they do, it definitely happens, that baby will be taken into a separate room and will be laid on a steel tray and abandoned until it dies of exposure. And if that sounds too harsh and too on the nose, I don't give a crap. That's what they do. It's been established. It's been discovered several times. This is what happens. And the blue parts of this country will ramp that up. The red parts of this country are cracking down on it. Now, I don't want that for anybody. I don't want it for blue states. I don't want it for red states. That's horrific. I don't want it for anybody in the world. I don't like that. But I am eternally grateful that I at least have options to live in a place that doesn't do that. We have options. I say we embrace them. Oh. Okay, enough of this. There's another video out there. You remember that video the other day we played you of Justin Pearson, the Tennessee legislator who was given out. He did that video in college where he sounded like me. Well, actually a lot more well-spoken than I am. Just sounded like a normal human being. And then it transitioned to his Martin Luther King Act, which is something like 5 years later. Well, apparently he's still out there on the street. And it's just, I'm sorry, I've been laughing about it all day, so I'm playing it for you. It murders me.
I believe in an invasion. People who've been ostracized. Yeah. Pumping to the well.
Yeah.
Hey, I see white folk and black folk. I see queer folk and straight folk. I see rich folk and poor folk. That's going to change this country.
Yeah.
It's this movement.
Yeah.
In this moment in time.
Yeah.
That's going to change the country.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad.
Let me ask you something. Chris, you know what? I'm going to ask you. Let me ask you something. Michael, do you too? And I really genuinely, I want to know. Do you think a small part of him is embarrassed when he goes home at night? You don't think so at all? Neither of you think so at all. Not even a little bit? No, see, Chris said he thinks he's MLK. No, he knows he's not, and that's not who he is. He doesn't talk like this. This is an act. You don't think that's embarrassing? You wouldn't be embarrassed. Well, okay, never mind. You would be embarrassed. You don't think he's embarrassed? Man, that's a good point, Michael. Michael said he only gets rewarded for it every time. Why would he be embarrassed? You know, it's a good point. Picking your nose is embarrassing. But if every time you picked your nose, somebody elected you to public office or gave you more money or notoriety, it would probably stop being embarrassing at some point in time. Man, that's wild. I just imagine speaking like this when you are actually a normal person.
I believe in the vision.
Yeah.
People who've been ostracized.
Yeah.
Pumping to the well.
Yeah.
Hey, I see white folk and black folk. I see queer folk and straight folk.
Yeah.
I see rich folk and poor folk. That's going to change this country.
I can't. Oh, gosh. But you know what? Chris, reach out to this guy. I'm starting to like this guy. I want to get this guy on. Come on, Chris. Let's get him on the show. It would be hilarious. Fine. Party pooper. Whatever. You know what you need, Chris? Chalk. Because I feel like you'll be more willing to do these things once you get a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. In fact, you'll probably be more willing to do these things once you get a child, now that Chris is newly married. Male vitality stack, baby. Female vitality stack. Whether you're newly married and ready to start cranking some kiddos out, or whether you're 70 years old and need some more energy out there. Men, women, whatever your condition is, whatever your current state is, I guess I should say, condition sounds pretty dark, get some chalk in your body. Natural herbal supplements. The anti-communists at chalk. Use the promo code Jesse when you go to chok.com, and that saves you 35%. 35% on subscriptions. Get a subscription. Otherwise, you pay full price, and that's stupid. They'll let you cancel your subscription anytime. Go take it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. chok.com, promo code Jesse. All right. China is blackmailing our president out in the open. That's not good. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.